We have the football couple on now.
Oh,
who,
yes.
Who do we want to talk to first, the winner or the loser?
Let's go to the loser first.
Hi, Kathy.
Hey, good morning, everyone.
Morning.
Good morning. We have Kathy.
Long night.
So Kathy is a lifelong Bengals fan, and Joe, her husband, is a lifelong Rams fan.
Correct.
You guys had
a
bet.
I was partying hard since Saturday night. Like, I went to Daughtry, placed bets at Mohegan. And the beginning of the game was so exciting. I thought, you know, I was real confident. And Joe kept saying, you need to go get another drink. You need to go get another drink.
Beginning of that second half, he must have been worried.
Yep. Sweating.
No, I wasn't worried.
No, not you, Joe.
Him.
Oh, yeah, you'd have to ask him about that. Right, but I was asked to watch the last 2 minutes in another room.
Can you leave, please?
Wow.
Yeah.
Banished.
Joe, why did you want her to go into another room?
Well, she was just going down and down, and further the game got, more drinks she got in her. Get a little crazy.
Now, when you say down and down, what do you mean?
Like crazy good, or?
Well, she was getting a little more buzz, a little more buzz, and a little more mouthy, and, you know, carrying on, and, you know, I'm just sitting back chilling, waiting for the Rams to come back and finish it off, and that's what happened.
And was she in the room when the Rams had that touchdown?
Yeah, she was in the room, complaining about calls that weren't there, you know.
Never mind, they were, though.
There was a call that there was a holding.
There was a few. They weren't calling anything in that game, really. There was a lot of calls they didn't call. Just let them play, I think.
No, but the holding call that they called that gave the Rams a new set of downs, really not a hold.
Exactly.
They grabbed the shirt.
Yeah.
And he got away with that face mask on Jalen. Anyway,
yeah, that was
on that touchdown. Yeah, so that was
pretty egregious.
That was. His whole head just grab. Went what?
Yeah. More of a swipe than a grab.
Yeah.
I will say, I said on Friday, a lot of our losses were by three.
And they were. You were wrong there.
I tell you what, I didn't expect the Bengals to give the Rams that much of a game, but they gave them a game.
Yeah,
I knew it. I knew we would.
Is she still drunk?
I mean, it is very early.
I'm still in the other room.
Okay. I can't find a door.
How long have you guys been together?
This year will be 30 years.
30 years.
Way to go.
And
this is the first time they've been together in the Super Bowl.
Right. It's amazing. Like, you never think that's going to happen.
No.
So you never think someone would be married for 30 years, I know.
Oh, well, that's what I meant.
Yeah, the game's totally different, yeah.
Yeah, right?
Look, my Joe, you know, relationships change all the time. They're always morphing. Like, he had hair 30 years ago, and I had much less weight. But my Joe is an amazing guy. He's a Navy vet. He's a hard worker.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you, sir.
He's a really, really great guy. We all have our flaws, but we're in love. Right, baby?
Yep, she's still drunk.
She is. She is.
I love you.
He didn't say yes.
I love you. Yep, mushy, mushy.
Joe's face is covered in lipstick right now.
Right, baby?
I paid the invoice. I paid the invoice.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, she did.
You guys had an adult bet where the loser would have to take a knee. Boy, that happened after the game.
That's a win-win either way, though.
Right. Yeah.
It is a win-win. Everybody wins.
I was like, okay, which leg do you want me to amputate?
I'm going to take a knee. Which one don't you want? I'm going to make a sandwich out of it.
Well, we made it through, and a strength of our relationship.
Yeah.
And it's funny, during the game.
I'm going to get papers today.
What's that now?
And I don't think I'm going to get divorce papers today, so I think I'm good.
Yeah.
Well, it's just too hungover to drive right now.
Definitely. I called out.
Oh, good for you. What do you do?
It should be a holiday anyway.
Brain surgeon.
I run a real estate office, but I'm not an agent. I'm the Aaron Brockovich of agents.
Nice.
I work for him, but I don't want to be one.
Badass.
Yeah, let them go find their own way today. Screw it.
Yeah, really. And Joe is a mechanic, a real good one.
Okay, and you're both not going in.
He's leaving right now.
Oh, wow. Wow. So he's dedicated. Got to fix those cars.
Yeah,
he's going to go to work and be like, hey, did you see my team win?
Yeah, he's got to go brag. He's got to go brag with the boys.
You do have to kind of.
He's got
to
brag with the boys, yeah.
Yeah, bask in the glory.
Yeah, that's all been done at the house already, so he's got to go out and do it.
And then at my job, they'll be like, yeah, we didn't expect to see her today.
They know you.
They'll just be thankful there wasn't a Bengals shirt on you for one time in 2 weeks.
Yeah, I've wore Bengals stuff to work every day since before the Raiders game.
Holy crap.
Wow.
Yeah, I got a lot of Bengals stuff, and my bosses are cool. So.
Joe, where are you a mechanic?
For the state.
Oh, good for you.
He fixes things for the state.
Good.
Yes.
I'll fix you.
All right, well, perfect. Well, congratulations to you, Joe.
Thank you.
Kathy, better luck next time. But
you're a good sport.
Like you're a person of your word. You made good on your bet already.
That's right. We're all good. And I'm real proud of my team. They did very, very well.
You should be. There were no losers.
I've got
last
nothing
night.
To be ashamed of.
No.
And she needs a nap.
And some Advil.
Right. Drink lots of water.
And an ice
pack. I might miss the rest of your show.
Lots of water.
I'll watch the podcast.
All right.
I'll be listening.
Thank you, Kathy. Thank you, Joe.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
This holiday, deck their countertops with peppermint white chocolate mochas, gingerbread lattes, and pumpkin cream cold brews. Ninja Luxe Cafe is the ultimate gift. It's the number one best-selling espresso machine in the U.S., perfect for the coffee lovers in your life. If they can dream it, they can brew it. No skills needed. Espresso balanced. Drip coffee rich. Cold brew in a flash. Hands-free silky microfoam. Dairy or plant-based milks. Bring joy into their holiday and every day after with Ninja Luxe Cafe. Shop now.